Thank you very much. Just being here in the house of God to worship you, to praise you. And for the rest of the time, we're going to listen to the message from the scripture. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with me to share the message from you, only from you. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be in the heart of the people in this room, can hear your voice and apply the lesson for their life. We love you and we give this service to you for guidance and blessing. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. For the last few months, I think it's since December, so many things going on around the world. And last week, if you watch the news, something also going on in Houston. And in such a panic, people in Houston very much are clear out Costco, Walmart, and some other store. So Houston, we have the problem. Not quite sure how it become a chaos, but as yesterday when I went to Walmart, tried to buy some, the soap, the hand sanitizer kind of thing, planned to put one in the restroom and one in the fellowship hall. I couldn't find any. I went to Walmart, I went to Sam, I went to Costco, I went to Kroger, nothing. So Houston, we had no problem. But anyway, it's also reminding me, if you can put my PowerPoint up there, because I picked the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 32. It's very much about what's going on in the time of Paul. But it also can be applied for the time of us today. How many of you old enough to remember Apollo 13? Probably, at least two or three. Good, including me, three. You know, Apollo 11 landed on the moon, so everybody know about this one. Okay, that's the first time ever U.S. put man on the moon. Apollo 12 is not that good. And it get to Apollo 13, because people already land on the moon, so Apollo 13 is supposed to be just not normal, nothing exciting going on. But however, people suddenly remember Apollo 13 because the gas, they call it the oxygen tank, explode. And the chance for all the astronauts return to the Earth is very much like none. So the whole world very much watched the event going on, in Apollo 13. And of course, they cannot just send another rocket up there with the supply and try to fix the Apollo 13 so they can get back to Earth. But somehow, during the process, they use whatever they have, from vacuum cleaner to tube, bag and everything, they kept like close it together and fix Apollo 13. It really amazed, so they can get back to the Earth. But the one statement people remember until now from Swigert, he said, Houston had a problem. And that statement, like very much like explode around the world. So now suddenly, if anything small or big happen, people will say, oh, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. San Antonio, we have a problem. Our family, we have a problem. And when you get back to the book of Romans, Apostle Paul cry out, we have a problem. Because the problem from our own guilt, our own sins, because the evil is real, and evil is a problem. So in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 18-32, you see, you were with me to go through 4 points. What's going on when Paul tried to communicate to the church? And it can happen to us. And when we talk about the church at that time, you can apply the same principle for the family or for the community because of this thing going on. Number one, the evil causes a weakening of the truth. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their own wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. When you read this message, Paul tried to communicate to the people of the church and even the church today. Evil causes people to repress and hinder the truth. And from evil perspective, they attempt to make truth inoperative. People know the truth about God, but they do not allow his truth to work in their life. Some of us, we read a lot of Bible. We learn a lot of principle about the truth. But somehow we have the problem to apply that truth in our own life, in our own family, or even for our schooling, for our career, and everything. Okay? So they push truth away to live their own lives and not to be convicted by God's truth. Once a person refuses the truth to move, to turn in truth into lie, he or she will eventually abandon on truth. Paul, he wrote it pretty deep in this statement. Basically, initially, they may just bend the truth a little bit and eventually have truth. And eventually, the whole truth will completely become lie. As a human nature, sinful nature, sometimes we try to very much like comfort ourselves by our own mistake, about our own sin behavior. So we may go against God's truth by, you know, change his word to comfort us, to very much like, in terms of us, we say, try to help us. But eventually, when they keep doing it, they're no longer sensitive with God's truth in morality, in effort, or just about in everything. You will see it's happening in school, in friendship, in family, relationship, work, just about everything. It happened. That reason why some of you, I know some of you still in high school, I usually give advice. Sometimes you have to reach deep and understand what exactly about true of yourself. Something God given you. Okay? The parent not given you. Something you have. And something you learn from school. But sometimes when you learn from school, it's not 100% true. And something is against God's truth. So you have to be distinguished by using God's word. And sometimes you listen advice from your friends. And of course, when your friend gives an advice, it's based on your friend's opinion. And sometimes it's only half truth for whatever, because it supports their ideas, not your ideas or your guidance. So that's the reason why you have to go through the process of collect all that information about God creation, you, very, very specific and so wonderful. And something you learn from your parent, you learn from school through training, and sometimes you get opinion from your friend because they see you from different perspective, and something you, by doing it, you gain some experience to identify or to learn about you. But beside all of that, you have to go back to God's principle, God's truth, what exactly he wants to very much like direction to your life. When you combine all of that, you will be very joyful, happy, and do just about everything when God desires you to do. But again, the evil don't want you to do that. The evil always try to make you sad or discouraged. So they bend the truth up to the point you cannot understand or realize you're so far from the truth or the path. And suddenly you're no longer happy. And certain reaction in you is may happen. When somebody says something, you might react negatively and maybe impact other people around you. But secondly, the evil leads us to worship other God. Paul, he said, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the image made to look like a mortal being, the birds and animals and reptiles." As a human being, we know there is a God existence. But however, the evil, if you study the history through humanity, know, even the evil know God is real. But the evil will lead us not to admit it or to worship God. And then we sometimes, if we're not careful, we exchange the glory of God for shame, for corruption. We exchange from incorruptible God for the corruption. And sometimes we exchange from the truth for a lie. It happened a lot through your life. And some of you still young, you might not experience, but reality, eventually you will experience this. And you will find out evil will lead the way in holding down God's truth and refuse to acknowledge God's glory. So suddenly, you know, you were to worship God and you didn't sense the presence of God, the glory of God. And sometimes when you go to school, learning is something, opportunity God may, okay, especially in America, I go to school to learn something is very, very wonderful. But sometimes we cannot sense the glory of God through our learning, and we may, you know, not feeling good about that. And some of you have job or work, but you're thinking about if working is something God designed you, okay, for his purpose, put you to work, and sometimes go to work, you can sense the glory of God through your work. And by just sensing the glory of God through your work, or your schooling, your homework, or whatever, relationship, okay, by sensing that, you would have the joy in you. You can influence other people, and you can impact people around you positively. If you couldn't sense it, trust me, school become a burden, work become a burden, relationship will become heavy burden, and suddenly your reaction, your influence become very, very negative. And suddenly you see the people kept run away from you, eventually. Because as a human nature, you would find out you truly love to be close to the people who are positive. And all the people help each other, encourage other, you know, to go through the day. But if you get too close to the negative people, eventually you will run away from them. Okay? And the same thing, the evil always put in the mind of people to exchange that truth from glory to shame, from incorruption for corruption, from truth to lie. The evil, you will find out, is leads the way to holding down God's truth and refusing to acknowledge God's glory. Humanity left without God, we make something up to worship. If we do not worship the true God, we will worship other God. Some people, they may exchange worship God to worship money, property, wealth. And if you watch the news, a lot of people, because of the virus, so basically they throw the money out the building, million dollars or whatever money, whatever the unit money in China, they kept throw out the window. And the government very much burned the money to prevent from spread the virus. So we find out is the idol worship eventually is not hold true when it coming down to the chaos when it comes down to chaos in your life. And you would find out the evil causes to go the wrong way. Okay, Paul wrote, therefore God gave them over the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurities and for the degrading of the body with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, to worship and serve created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips. And another version talking about men commit shameful acts and receive in themselves the due penalty of their error. So if very much God always wants his people to go the straight path in morality and do the right thing, do the good thing based on his instruction. But however, the evil always put something in our mind if we're not careful. Hey, if these people do it, if they okay, probably I'm okay for me to do. Okay? If my friend cheat in the exam, look like you have good grade, why am I not cheating in the exam? And you will find out all of that is going in our mind. Okay? And a lot of things going on in our mind if we're not careful, because the evil will cause us to go the wrong way. And some things, yes, we can do, but we don't do it, because when we do it, we may impact other people negatively because they don't understand the reason behind it. And that reason why the evil leads humanity from idolatry to immorality, because people choose evil and God allows them to go into every sort of sin and do whatever they want, because that's the free will. But God revealed his wrath by allowing people to go the wrong way and reap the consequences of their sin. So eventually, they will pay the price for that decision or that wrong way, their path they choose. And I know I already told you this story way back, but I want to remind some of you, because some of you are still in college. Houston Baptist University, because I'm have some association working with them, and the school calling me and say there's a one student, the Vietnamese student, cheating in the test. And this student is very good student. She's straight A student. Her parents pressure her to go to medical school, so she had to be grade A, 4.0 student. And somehow for this test, she kept like because of illness or she didn't study well enough, whatever, by any reason. And then she saw on her friend had to cheat sheet or whatever they do. So she do it. And somehow she get caught. And they called her in. So the school very much like any on the A she make in HBU, very much like void. And she on probation. So when I come and talk to her, she depressed, and she afraid to tell her parent, you know, probation student. So that reason why the school called me and said, just talk to her. And I talk to her, understand. And her parent is a member of another church. It's not our church. So I went to that church, make appointment, talk to the parent, and explain. Because it's not the end of the world Okay, if you stray a student, if you didn't feeling well on the depth test, talk to the professor, talk to the teacher, reschedule. You may not get an A, but you may get a B. And trust me, life is not over when you make a B or even a C. Life is not over. Okay? But because you would find out in admission school or college, they review the whole process. Suddenly you have A, suddenly you have a C. As long as you have a good reason to explain why suddenly this semester you drop your grade and what exactly the plan you put in place to move it up. The school will be appreciate the student who doing that rather than a cheating student. So it's okay to fail as long as you have the plan in place. And they see the next semester, the grades improve. The reason I share you this, because during that process, a lot of students, a lot of church members or young people like you, they may have some strange thinking about cheat, about a lot of things going on. And one student, one church member, young people, student at our church here, okay, he also go to HBU. And our church provides scholarship to him. And one day, the school called me and said, his GPA dropped very bad. So school recommend to drop the scholarship because scholarship, when the church gives $1,000, HBU will match $1,000 scholarship. So school called me and recommend drop the scholarship. So I told them, how low is the grade? And they said, ooh, pretty low. So I make appointment, talk with this young people at our church. It turned out to be his girlfriend, very much like he broke up with his girlfriend for the semester and he couldn't study anymore, so his grade dropped. So I very much like give him my 2 cents of advice and put together the plan for him. And I call the church, call the HBU financial office and say, what if next semester his grade improved better than his normal, whatever the scholarship allow for scholarship? And the school say, yes, as long as a plan. So he and I present the plan and they keep the scholarship. And now this student, he's a third year in medical school right now. So fail one semester is not the end of the world. What I'm trying to communicate to you, you need to be truthful for yourself, truthful to God, and don't ever let the evil encourage or cause go the wrong way. The evil, number four, the evil encourage us to swallow, to wallow in our sin. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do not do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips. I have to read this twice, and hopefully you remember what it says. Okay, slander, God-hater, insolent, arrogant, boastful, they invent ways to do evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy, although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death. They not only continue to do this very thing, but also approve of those who practice in them. So Paul, he wrote this, is very, very strong word here, because he tried to communicate to us, like, evil led us to give up on God, not even acknowledge him. So you're talking from certain level okay? But initially, just avoid the glory, exchange the truth from false, truth from lie. And now up to this point, we're like, I completely gave up on God, not acknowledge God. So this is the worst kind. So as a result, God gave us over to do all the things our evil mind can imagine. And we are left wallowed in our sin, helpless and hopeless to change our circumstances or situation. So very much like I said, okay, you do it, let you handle and whatever consequence of the result. So at conclusion, you will find out the reason that the righteousness of God is being revealed is that the wrath of God is coming against evil and sinfulness. Since the wrath of God rests on humanity by nature, so we cannot save ourselves. Apart from faith in Jesus, there is no way that we may have a status of righteousness before God. The reality of God's wrath and His holiness make the gospel necessary. The gospel of salvation by faith in Christ alone is our only deliverance from our evil and sinfulness. What Paul tried to communicate to us, we ourselves, we cannot fight against the evil because that our sinful nature is always in us. But through believing Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, because Christ is God. And when we got God in us, we can defend our faith. We can defend from whatever the influence from our outside world into us. And even in our sinful nature, through Jesus Christ and the help of the Holy Spirit, and we have God's scripture, God's truth, to help us to push that whatever false thinking out of our mind so we can be straight path in Him and with Him. So whatever we do in life, from study, from working, from relationship, everything we do for the glory of God. And as long as we remember that, we will be okay. We can sense the blessing from God for whatever we do. Let us stand up so we can pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because your love, and because through Jesus Christ, when we believe in Him, we have everlasting life. And when we have accept Christ as our Lord, our Savior, you are in us. So we can defend from the influence from the outside world and even our own sinfulness. So we can protect our mind, our heart, and push on up that untrue and false faith out of our mind so we can be the straight path in you. We love you, and we gave all the people in this room to you for guidance and blessing. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.